Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. In Poland, hundreds of thousands of people turned out in Warsaw today to protest the government. They say it's turning away from democracy, pointing to a new law that critics say could be used to target opposition politicians in an election year. The BBC's Tony Eberhardt has more.
They gathered in the Warsaw sunshine from across Poland for what the main opposition leader, Donald Tusk, labelled a fight for democracy. This felt like an election rally, galvanised by opposition to a law setting up a commission to investigate undue Russian influence in Polish politics since 2007. The commission has, in effect, the power to ban people from public office. President Andrzej Duda has proposed amending this, but critics say it could still be used against people including Mr. Tusk, who was prime minister for some of the period under investigation.
The BBC's Tony Eberhardt. Air quality alerts remain in effect in parts of Wisconsin and in Illinois from wildfires burning in Quebec. But NPR's Amy Held reports heavy rainfall has brought some relief to Nova Scotia.
Rainfall in Nova Scotia has helped firefighters largely contain a blaze that burned some 4 square miles. Here's Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston.
I can tell you that the rain is lifting spirits.
And he says the rain is cutting wildfires there in half to 5, but he cautions more fires and hot spots remain. A multi-year drought has led to Canada's most intense wildfire season on record, with dozens still burning out of control across several provinces, forcing thousands of evacuations and pushing smoke and haze southward into the U.S. Experts say the megadrought in the western U.S. is the worst in more than a millennium. Where wildfires typically peak in summer, climate change has turned fire season into a year-round issue. Amy Held, NPR News.
Doctors in Indiana are coming to the defense of Dr. Caitlin Bernard, who was punished for speaking publicly about providing an abortion for a 10-year-old. In an op-ed in the Indianapolis Star, they warned the decision could put patients at risk. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
Indiana's Medical Licensing Board voted to reprimand Dr. Caitlin Bernard and fine her $3,000 for saying publicly that she'd provided an abortion to a girl from Ohio after an abortion ban took effect there last year. Bernard's employer said she had complied with privacy rules, but the board took up the case after Indiana's Republican Attorney General complained. Dr. Ram Yaledi, an Indianapolis cardiologist, wrote the open letter.
I 100% believe this is political, and that, again, this sets a very dangerous precedent moving forward. If they do this now, what else can be done in the future?
The letter, signed by more than 500 Indiana doctors, says the board's decision sets a, quote, dangerous and chilling precedent. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. A body of a man who had been recovered, who's been missing since an apartment building partially collapsed in Davenport, Iowa last weekend. Two other men are still missing. This is the first confirmed fatality in the collapse. The people of Guinea-Bissau are voting today for a new parliament. Michael Koloki has more.
Today's legislative elections are the first since President Omaro Embalo dissolved parliament last year. Candidates from over 20 political parties and coalitions are vying for parliamentary seats in regions across the country. Under Guinea-Bissau's current political system, the party or coalition which has a majority of representatives forms the government. The elections are taking place amid a backdrop of economic challenges facing the country, including steep rises in the cost of basic food prices. Guinea-Bissau has witnessed continued political turmoil. There have been several coups in the country since it gained independence almost 5 decades ago. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koloki in Nairobi.
Indian rail officials said today it appears a problem with an electronic signaling system caused a deadly train crash Friday night. At least 275 people died. The Suez Canal in Egypt is open again. An oil tanker broke down in a single-lane section of the canal today, stopping traffic. 3 tugboats towed the tanker to another part of the waterway, ending the bottleneck. 2 years ago, a huge container ship ran aground and got stuck in the canal, and it blocked traffic for 6 days. The canal carries about 10% of the world's shipping. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.